Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. It's the Grace Curley Show, live from the Aviva Trattoria Studios. The new Aviva is opening in Malden on Wednesday, June 16th. Visit avivatrattoria.com/Malden. Now, here's Grace Curley.
Good afternoon. I'm Holly Robichaud, not Grace, filling in today. And let me just start off with, this is going to be a woke-free zone today. So I had an interesting, I'm joined by Jared in the booth today. Glad to have my buddy here helping out. So it has been a busy week on Bacon Hill, and I've got so much to tell you about. But Jared, let's go to the first clip. Number 19.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. Good evening. And welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes, let's talk about it. Are you going to be a millionaire? I think so. But first, I'm a political consultant, lead instructor for the National Federation of Republican Women, seven-time Polly Award winner, which is like the Oscars of politics. And you might remember me from my efforts on stopping the automatic gas tax hikes, which we saved the drivers of Massachusetts $2 billion. And so I have a little bit of authority on tax policy. And let's go to clip 19 again.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
You're going to be a millionaire, and you're not going to feel rich when you are being a millionaire. I watched this week, probably one of the five people that watched what was going on up there on Bacon Hill. I actually watched the session. So this week, the legislature had a constitutional convention. What does that mean? That means the House and Senate get together. And they vote on things. And one of the things that they voted on this week was a constitutional amendment to put it on the ballot for 2022. And they passed it. And you are going to be a millionaire, and you're not going to have seven figures. So, to start off the week, the liberals had rallies all across Massachusetts in different cities, you know, for the fair share, for the millionaire's tax, which is really not. It's not a millionaire's tax. It's a grad tax. That's what it is. And the Massachusetts voters, in their infinite wisdom, have voted down the grad tax multiple times. Yet they're coming back again for this. And it is a bait and switch. That's what's going to happen. It's a bait and switch. The state of Maryland passed a millionaire's tax that they said, okay, we're going to tax millionaires at a higher rate. Should I call Maryland Markey's hometown?
At this point, you may as well.
Right. So down in Markey's hometown, they passed the millionaire's tax. What happened there? Do you know what happened? The millionaires picked up and moved because you know why? Millionaires are mobile, right? They're rich people. So they can say, see you later. I'm going to go see DeSantis. I'm going to go to Florida. They won't tax me this much. They just moved out of state. They picked up and moved. And you know what happened then? When all those millionaires moved out, the state lost revenue. Nope, they didn't have a gain in revenue. They actually had a decrease in revenue. But hey, let's not let the facts bother the people up there on Bacon Hill, right? I mean, stubborn facts. I mean, this is what happened. But no, we got to ignore those facts. So these guys decided on Wednesday that they would put this question on the 2022 ballot. And here's where the bait and switch is, because what's going to happen is, so they're going to charge 4% on millionaires or the Bob Crafts, right? He's going to have to pay a little bit more. But I mean, as you know, he kind of goes to Florida a lot. So I don't think it'd be that hard, Jared, for him to move his residency to Florida. So he wouldn't have to pay it, right? We know he kind of frequents some places down in Florida, yes. Right?
He'd move down there in a heartbeat.
Right. I mean, he's been kind of, let's just say, caught in Florida. So he can move down there. Everybody can move down there. It's pretty easy. So he moves down there, right? What happens is the state of Massachusetts is not going to get the tax revenue that they expect. Logical, right? Happened in Maryland. It's happened before here in the state of Massachusetts with the tech tax. So they're all going to move out. So what's going to happen is they're going to come back and say, oh, this did unexpectedly, it did not raise the revenue we thought it would. So they're going to go to 500,000. And then they're going to go to 250,000. And then they're going to go to $100,000. And you're going to be paying a millionaire's tax. And you didn't know that you were a millionaire. Yes. Yes, you're going to be paying the millionaire's tax. That's what's going to happen. We cannot allow this ballot question to go. One, it's bad for the economics of the state, because who creates jobs? I'm sorry, it's millionaires. Millionaires have a little bit of extra money. They create small businesses. Three out of every four new jobs in the state of Massachusetts is created by a small business. So these millionaires are going to move out of state, and they're going to create the jobs in other states, not here in Massachusetts. I mean, you know, my brother runs a company, and he, you know, he has a facility here in Massachusetts and one down in Georgia. For him to hire an employee, it costs him twice as much here in Massachusetts than it does down in Georgia, because we are a high tax state. And the arguments that they were making up there at the State House was unbelievable. I swear, Jared, that all of them up there, except for the Republicans and a few Democrats, don't know that Massachusetts has the nickname Taxachusetts. I was baffled watching this. The economic damage that it will cause to our state will be catastrophic. I cannot say that enough. You're going to force the people that create the jobs out of state. They're going to go to New Hampshire. They're going to go to Florida. They're going to bolt. We've seen it in the past. It will happen again. This is the type of stuff that, I mean, does the legislature not understand that we've had like this pandemic for the past year, that people have been out of work, that these business owners that create the jobs have been struggling for the past year with 25% capacity, 40% capacity, going back down to 25% capacity? They've been struggling. But hey, why give them a break? Why say, hey, why don't we postpone this at least 2 to 4 years? So that people can recover from the pandemic. No, we can't give them a break, because the people up there on Bacon Hill, they're lawyers and they're community activists. These are not people that have created jobs, because the people that are creating jobs don't have the extra time to get involved in politics, right? Because they're struggling to make their businesses work. They don't have the time to do this. All right, so this is what we get up there with a full-time legislature that just spends their days thinking of new ways to, you know, screw over the people that are creating the jobs. I mean, I am outraged on this. Now, these geniuses, they passed the tech tax back in 2013. That was the same year they passed the automatic gas tax hikes. And we know what happened there. It got repealed, right? The people of Massachusetts said, I don't think so. I don't think so. No taxation without representation here in the state of Massachusetts. Bravo to the voters. But the geniuses up there also did the tech tax. And do you know what happened 6 weeks after that tech tax was passed, Jared? Do you know?
What happened?
Well, all the tech companies said, see you later, right?
I'm shocked.
Right. They said, see you later. So they're bolting out of our state. So let's go.
So long, yep. Farewell, our readers, and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.
That's what they were doing, right? All these geniuses up there, like, oh no. In fact, they were reading, I remember this debate, they were reading letters saying how the tech companies were like not affected by this, that it wouldn't be a big deal, that they wouldn't be bolting, right? They had a letter from the Mass Technical Council or something like that, and they're like, oh no, it's all going to be fine. Well, all these companies like, see you later. We're going to New Hampshire. Yep. They were getting out. So the legislature had to immediately repeal the tech tax. Now, I mean, if this thing passes on the ballot, it's a constitutional amendment. It's going to take a long time, 4 years, to repeal it. We can't have this type of mistake. They are forcing millionaires out of our state. They're forcing jobs out of our state. This is a disaster. And I want to hear what you have to think about this. Have you heard that they've passed this? The legislature has basically not met very often since the beginning of January, or actually during the whole pandemic thing. But now they're getting back to work. And of course, the first thing on the list to do is come after your wallet. So I want to hear what you have to think. Our number is 844-500-4242. When we come back, I want to give you some more details on the lies that they are telling about the tech, about the graduated income tax. Yes, it's more bait and switch from Bacon Hill. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be right back after this short break.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato chips.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace today. Hope you're enjoying your Friday, last day of the week. You're going to enjoy your weekend. But if you're a state hack, that usually starts on Wednesday. So, hey, Jared, we've got a poll question today. What is that poll question?
Yes, today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here. You've heard me talk about it. It's been kicking my butt. But I'm good when I got my Eden Pure Thunderstorm and I got my good, clean air to breathe. Go to EdenPure.com, put in the code word GRACE10. That is GRACE10. To save $10 off their lowest sale price. EdenPure.com, code word GRACE10. Today's question is, will you be paying the millionaire's tax? Yes or yes, but unexpectedly. 80% of the audience say they will be paying unexpectedly.
We need to still educate the other 20% then, huh? Because I actually had this discussion this morning with my husband. He's like, well, that won't affect us. And I'm like, really? And then he's like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. So let's go to Andrea. Andrea, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Andrea.
Hi, Holly. Listen, this has me incensed. First of all, I live in Weymouth. I have a Republican state senator.
Patrick O'Connor. Yes, I was just about to bring him up. So, yes, go for it, Andrea.
Okay, so last night at 20 past 9, after I read a lot about it, and I was reading Chip Ford from CLT, I left him a very long message with my name, with my number. I call him often. I haven't heard back yet, and it's now, it's close to 12:30 in the afternoon. I expect the state rep, James Murphy, to vote for it. He's a Democrat. Here's our problem, as I see it, Holly. Here's the problem. When people hear a millionaire's tax, the average person who's going to work making $50,000, $60,000 a year, who's not paying attention, they think, good, we're going to get all the rich people, just like Elizabeth Warren pulled that same crap when she said people aren't, you know, when they say people aren't paying their fair share of taxes. People need to understand that this is very nuanced, and they don't. And that's what scares me. And they don't, because it's the same kind of thing that's allowing Black Lives Matter to cause all the mayhem in the country. They're indoctrinating the people to believe this is good, and it's not good. And Holly, I'm an older person. I'm past retirement. This isn't going to affect me, at least maybe if my house is worth a lot more when I die. It's going to affect my kids when they sell it. But people need to understand what this means and how it's nuanced, and they don't. And I think there needs to be a concerted effort on the part of people who oppose this to educate people. Because I'm thinking about putting it on our town's Facebook page, and I know people are going to come back and say, this is a great thing. Let's make all the rich people pay more. They don't even realize how few people we're talking about in terms of percentage of revenue that's brought into the state. They think it's everybody. It's going to bring tons of money in. But they're not thinking what you were talking about. People will move. People will pull out their businesses. There will be a net loss in jobs. Holly, we have to get the message out. I don't know how, but please do something.
All right. Well, Andrea, you are about as passionate as I am on this issue. I agree with you. This is going to be the worst bait and switch. First of all, you're going to pay for it because they'll lower the amounts. And second of all, we're going to pay for it with how many millionaires leave the state and take their jobs with them. So, Andrea, thank you for that call. If you'd like to be part of our conversation, hey, give us a call at 844-500-4242. And Andrea brought up I get a lot of these questions, that Patrick O'Connor of Weymouth. I just have to say, I miss Bob Hedlund. Bob, I know you're doing a great job as mayor, but we miss you in the state Senate. You would have never voted like Patrick. I just don't get it. What's wrong with him? But there were some Dems that actually voted on the right side. Brian Ash, Ferrante, Michael Finn, William Galvin, Colleen Gary. She always votes with the She votes with the Republicans a lot. Chris Markey, Angelo Popolo, Paul Schmid, and Jonathan Zaltlick. They all voted with the Republicans on stopping it. It went down a vote of 159-41. Yes. And so the other bait and switch about this and that they keep on promising that this money is going to go to transportation and education. And that's nothing. Let me just say, they are just big fat liars. Ooh, is that not politically correct to say? They're big, big liars. Ooh, is that not right? Large liars? What can I say, Jared?
They are big, normal liars.
Big, no. I said this is a woke-free zone, so they are a bunch of big, fat liars up there on Bacon Hill. Let's go to Russ. Russ, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Russ.
You know, Holly, you and I have been around long enough to know what.
Oh, don't date me that much.
Well, you are a little younger than me, okay? But we've both been around for a while, okay? But anyways, all right? You and I both know that if the people of Massachusetts have been dumbed down enough to accept this, we will guarantee them that within the next 5 years, they're going to be pushing for a graduated income tax. And we're going to get sucked into that, too.
Russ, I have some faith in the Massachusetts voters, because when we repealed automatic gas tax hikes, our team only had $97,000. Our opponent had $3 million, and we were able to get the message out to people. And what we've got to do is tell people that the millionaire's tax is the grad tax, and they have said no and no and no, and that this will be just catastrophic to our economy. Furthermore, they are blatantly lying as to how the money is going to be spent. It is just going to go to the black hole of the general fund. It is not going to go to transportation. It's not going to go to education. That is a total lie. Thank you, Russ, for that call. Okay, so yeah, so their talking points are that it's going to go to transportation, and you might remember that this isn't the first time that they tried to do this ballot question. And when we come back, we'll talk a lot more about the millionaire's tax. Brace for it. It's going to hit your wallet. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Thank you very much, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Good afternoon. I am Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley today. If you'd like to be part of our conversation, give us a call at 844-500-4242. And we've been talking about the millionaire's tax. Bacon Hill's coming for your wallet. Now, the question went down on Wednesday up there at the State House, 159 to 41. It wasn't even close. They're coming for more money out of your wallets. Now, if you watch the debate, which I did, and nobody else does. I mean, I'm the only one that does this. They were saying, oh, this money is going to go for transportation and it's going to go for education. But if you remember back that this isn't the first time they've tried to do this. The last time they tried to do this, they put language in there saying that this was going to be linked, that the money that comes in is for transportation education. And that language got approved by Attorney General Maura Healey, the aspiring governor. And that language got taken to court, and the court said, uh-uh, can't do that. You cannot tie the hands of the next legislature. So while you can raise the tax, you can't tell where that tax is going to go. And so they had to take it off the ballot and rework it. But that hasn't stopping Bacon Hill from saying, wait, this money is going to go to transportation and education. It's not. There's absolutely no guarantee, none, zip, zilch, nothing. Nothing that's going to say that this money is going to go to education or transportation. It is going to go into the black hole of state government. And that's where, you know, like this year, they're spending $47 billion on the state budget. Hey, never mind that we've had a pandemic and maybe we should cut it, but no, they've spent more. Our budget has gone just in a nanosecond from $42 billion to $47 billion. Ay, ay, ay. Well, and I also have a question. Maura Healey, like, really? You are a lawyer and you couldn't get this right? And we know why you couldn't get it right, because you're an activist general, not an attorney general. I mean, she got the language wrong last time, and so, but now they've got it on there. Maybe Maura Healey should spend a little less time harassing gun owners and Trump and do her job. But I digress there. I digress. So they're saying that this money is going to go to transportation and education. And this is Senator Jason Lewis said this. He was the one that started off the whole thing. Proceeds will be invested in education and transportation. Well, the question it begs me, why would we want to invest in education at this point? I mean, Jared, the teachers have said that they don't want to teach. Why would we spend another dime on education? I just don't see the need for more money for education. Maybe Carol Daugherty, State Representative Carol Daugherty, have you heard this bill she filed? She filed a bill to allow teachers to buy 5 years more of a retirement so that they didn't have to go back to work after COVID.
Seems like a bad business model.
You've got a job here, right? Are they going to allow you to buy 5 years so that you can, you know, say, hey, I'm retiring?
Let me ask the mailroom manager if I can get a 5-year advance on my salary I can leave.
I know. I mean, what a deal. What a deal. So, obviously, don't need the money for teachers. Transportation. Now, this one really goes up my craw because of the automatic gas tax hikes, fighting that. So the state of Massachusetts, and you say, well, the roads are kind of crappy. Well, it's not because they don't have enough money, as they would like to tell you that they don't have enough money. The state of Massachusetts spends $675,000 per mile per year on road maintenance. That's not a small figure. In fact, it's the second highest in the entire nation. The only place that spends more is New Jersey. So we're the second highest. And you say, well, we got a lot of snow up here. Then we got the hot summer, so it's going to cost us a little bit more. New Hampshire does it for 4 times less than the state of Massachusetts. So I think there's a little bit of leeway that we really don't need the money for transportation. But let me further state, Did you know that the state of Massachusetts spends $78,000 per mile, per road, per year on hacks? Right, administrative costs. We spend $78,000 per mile per year on administrative costs. That means for every mile that you're driving today, there is a hack making $78,000. And you say, well, you know, somebody's got to oversee all the spending, right? Well, the average for states is $10,000. We are eight times the national average. See a little problem there? A tiny little problem? So maybe we could cut some hacks and we wouldn't have to have the millionaire's tax. But hey, God forbid anybody at the State House look at the spending side of things other than just coming and saying, how can we shake down the people of Massachusetts for more money? And that's why we have the nickname Taxachusetts. Lewis, Senator Jason Lewis, went on to say that we are, I couldn't believe this, one of the most unequal states. Unequal states. Yes, and that the pandemic caused inequality. And so that more money spent, more money out of our wallets is going to equalize things. Well, I think that's a socialist way of looking at things. Okay, so Jason Lewis should re-register from a Democrat to socialist, but that's just a little technical thing there. They're all socialists at this point. But really, we're one of the most unequal states. So I have a question to you, Senator Lewis, right? Because if that's what you're saying, that the millionaires need to pay more, why did you support the automatic gas tax hikes? Because that's a progressive tax, right? And the people at the lower end of the market pay a lot more than the millionaires. So why did you support that? You can't have it both ways. You just can't, Senator Lewis. You just can't have it both ways. But I'm sorry, I'm being rational when you can only talk to irrational people up there at the State House. But God forbid anybody look at the spending side. My other favorite part of what Jason Lewis had to say, millionaires won't leave. Statistics actually show this has actually happened, Senator Lewis, previously in the state of Maryland, where they did pick up and leave. And he said, well, some of them will just leave because it snows here a lot. Yeah, it does. And it kind of stinks during the winter. It's kind of a long season during the winter. It can be really cold. And what you're doing is you're giving them one more reason to go to Florida, because Florida doesn't treat people like this. It's a lot more affordable down there, and they don't beat up on their taxpayers. And that's why their people are moving into that state, and that they're increasing in congressional numbers. Just going to point those things out. So, and then he was like, well, the voters will have the final say on this.
Will we? Because I think we've had the final say twice already.
Yeah, right. I mean, we've had, right, the graduated income tax. We've said that, you know, but I didn't realize it. No doesn't mean no in the Democratic Party. It just doesn't mean no. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on next with Holly Robichaud. Good afternoon, Dave.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
So they say all this money goes to transportation, but it seems every time in the winter I watch the news, another T is down, or this bus line is down, or there's a problem with this. And another thing, I don't know if anybody's looked into it, but the money coming from all the pot shops going up, I think $25 million has gone to transportation from the pot shops. So how much money does transportation need?
Well, Dave, we got all those hacks we have to pay. It's $78,000 per mile on administrative costs, eight times the national average. So we got to pay all those hacks, Dave. Don't you understand?
Unacceptable.
I know.
Thank you.
And it just drives me crazy that this pandemic, right, the shutdown, didn't hit anybody in the public sector. Nobody got laid off. I mean, you saw like Congressman Lynch when they decided they might cut back the T because nobody was on the T. And Lynch is like, that's not fair to my community. You're not serving my community. There's nobody on the T. But what he was really saying is, I have a lot of T workers in my district and they can't afford a pay cut like the private sector is taking. So don't you dare shut down the T. I mean, that's what he was saying. It had nothing to do with riders, because if he had looked at the ridership, it was way down. So, hey, but God forbid we cut back when people aren't riding it and saying, hey, maybe we could save a couple bucks and we could put it into the maintenance of the T, because it always breaks down and there's issue after issue after issue at the T. Maybe we could do that. But no. We've got to come after the taxpayers once again. I am so furious about this millionaire's tax. And I need every one of you out there to tell your friends, your neighbors, it's not a millionaire's tax, it's a grad tax. And it will be catastrophic to our economy that can't take many more hits. It's been a tough year. Let's not make it even tougher on our local economy. And you see it all. You see it on Facebook. All these people saying, see ya, I'm moving to Florida. Let's not give more people a reason to go to Florida. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can call her late for dinner. Just don't call her Gracie. It's the Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes the girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
And we're back. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, hey, give us a call at 844-500-4242. We've been talking about the millionaire's tax, but I got something else that's really bugging me, Jared. Are you sick of everything being blamed on COVID?
Yes.
Every time, if you order a Diet Pepsi and they give you Coke, they say, oh, it's COVID. I mean, no matter where you go, right? Any time, you're at a restaurant, any place I go to, a bank, it's COVID. It's COVID. Everything is COVID. And I'm just, we've been remodeling our house. Can we get that done? No, it's COVID. I mean, it's just everything. And I'm starting to think that people are overusing the COVID. So I've had my own little couple COVID beyond the remodeling. This year, the registry, dealing with the Massachusetts registry, they have gone full COVID. Unbelievable. So earlier this year, I sent in my car registration. And so we have two cars, one for me, one for the kids, right? So I sent in the car registration and they cashed the check. So I know they got it, right? They cashed the check. But I never got the little sticker, the little card, right? So that when you get pulled over, so I waited and waited, called the registry. I'm like, here's the cash check, right? Oh, yeah. So they finally send me back the registration for the car. Wrong car. I'm just like, are you kidding? I mean, after all of this, they send back the wrong car. So I've had another little registry problem. Okay, so I went and I thought, well, this real ID thing is coming up. It turns out it's not till 2023 now. But I thought, well, let's just get this over with. It's an off election year for me, so I try to get a lot of things done in off election year, because during an election year I get very busy. So I started doing. You can do the real ID application online, and so I'm going through it and they ask you about, registering to vote. And I'm like, I don't need to register to vote. I'm a registered voter. Well, about 10 days later, I get a little lovely letter from the town clerk in my town. It says, I've been unenrolled. I am no longer a Republican. Wait a minute. But I didn't say that I didn't want to be a Republican. I want to be a Republican. And I was like, what? What is this? So I call up and I call the town hall and say, hey. And the clerk's office tells me, it's better to be an unenrolled. They're telling me it's better to be an unenrolled than a Republican. I'm like, well, I don't care what you think. I want to be a Republican. And I really wanted to say, and I support Trump too, to really scare them. But I just couldn't believe this. Well, it turns out that it's the registry's fault. Somehow there's been some kind of glitch. And I'm wondering if it's only a glitch for Republicans. Because as you know, when we got those mail-in ballots last year, underneath my name and under all of the Republicans that I know, when they got the mail-in ballots, there was an R on their return envelope. So it was pretty easy to tell who the Republicans were voting. And I just, God. So I'm a little sick of the whole COVID thing. When you get to the registry and you try to do your real ID thing, so that you have to book an appointment. After you do the application, you have to book an appointment to go in there. There are no available times for the next year. So don't even try to go do the real ID thing because it's not working. Here's a little suggestion to Charlie Parker. COVID's over and maybe the people should go back to work. I know you said most of the state employees, you were going to still like encourage them to work from home, blah, 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 blah. You know, they're hacks, right? This is why we call them hacks. Bring them back to work so we can get things going again. The registry is a disaster. Let's go to Mashavo in from Florida. Hi, Mashavo.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, congrats on your show.
It's Grace's show. Just filling in for her.
I just want to say two things regarding the millionaire's tax. I'm a foreigner. I'm a computer programmer. And since the beginning of the pandemic, my entire company has gone remote. So it's really easy for all of these guys, and they make millions of dollars, to move somewhere else. So that's a consequence, logical consequence of it. And second thing is I have just started realizing what's behind the whole thing, this Robin Hood philosophy of taking from the rich to the poor. This is, unfortunately, everyone who was born after the 60s has been indoctrinated with this. And it's really harmful to the economy. It's not something which is useful because everyone is equal, and they want equality. Everyone is different, actually. They want equality, but everyone is different. Some people have the competence to make millions. They deserve that, and they generate jobs and revenue and all of that.
That's right. You're right, Machavo. Thank you for that call. I really appreciate it. You're so right about the millionaire's tax and that people have been indoctrinated that everything is supposed to be fair. And, you know, my mother taught me at a very young age, life's not fair. Life's not fair. And that you got to, you know, pull up yourself by your bootstraps, and you got to go out there and you got to work and be a participant. And people aren't going to hand out stuff, unlike what's going on right now. It's so frustrating. When we come back, we'll be talking a lot more about everything's COVID's fault. I'm Holly Robichaud, filling in for Grace Curley. Stand by.
COVID's a little bit like, you know, Michael Myers.